I have had a truly, truly amazing week. This is one of the best weeks of my life. I've been amazed at what I've managed to do and how I felt. Welcome to Your Wish Fulfilled, the magical podcast to feel wonderful right now and to manifest the life, the wealth, success, the joy that you want from your heart. Today, I want to share with you an amazing experience that I've recently had about how to get on your mission, how to really feel like you're living your highest, most wonderful, magical life, to really feel like you're on purpose, like you're in your joy, you're in a higher state, and you're enjoying the beauty and the wonders of life. So if you're feeling a little bit low, a little bit like something's missing, you're not fully in that wonderful space that you'd like to be, this is going to be very interesting for you. And right at the beginning, I just want to share that one of the reasons that we don't always feel in our full joy and our full power is because the dopamine in our brain, right? You know, you've probably heard a lot about dopamine. Dopamine is like a pleasure chemical. When you're searching something, wanting something, you know, coffee, drugs, sex, entertainment, it all creates dopamine, right? And when we are used to lots of stimulation with crazy entertainment and movies and intense pleasures, then our tolerance for dopamine changes so that we need more and more and more and more stimulation in order to sort of feel good, basically. And so that can lead us to feeling a little bit numb and a bit depressed in our general life, potentially. Like, we're not fully alive because we need such massive doses of stimulation. And the modern world provides huge amounts of stimulation on every single level imaginable. So keep that in mind as you listen to this little experiment that I went through and what you can learn in your own life. Last week, I decided to stop all distractions. That means no YouTube, no news, no movies, no anything, right? All the kind of usual random distractions that we have content-based, right? No magazines, nothing, right? I got a bunch of magazines in the post. They all went straight in the trash. Everything, any like random information about stuff that doesn't directly involve me. And in case you didn't listen to the other episode where I talked about this, the reason I did this is because I came to the realization that there are some things in my life that I actually can control, that I'm responsible for, that can genuinely make me feel better, make my life better, and help other people. And those are the things that actually make a difference practically in my life. And then there's everything else, all the random information about this and that and all the propaganda and, you know, this is the moment there's an election season going on, so you have all this doom and gloom and shock and horror type stories going on about how awful things are going to be if the other people get in power, right? And so I thought, what can I actually practically do with my life? And what would happen if instead of consuming content about things I can't change that make me feel hopeless or lack of power, I just focus all my energy on the things that I can change? What is going to be different? And so I cut out everything completely, and this is what happened. I have had a truly, truly amazing week. This is one of the best weeks of my life. I've been amazed at what I've managed to do and how I felt this week. So I'm going to share what happened and what you can learn from this if you're interested in trying this in your own life. The first day, to be perfectly honest, I had a slight problem. I found myself like reflexively trying to do stuff like check something, check this. But I didn't do it, right? I nearly did a bunch of times. And then the second day got easier. And what I noticed is that my level of joy started to go up, almost immediately. So I felt this like wave of good vibration starting to fill me up. So my happiness level, my level of joy started to go up almost within the first couple of days. And then I noticed that my capacity to think clearly significantly improved. Like I was like, okay, what is my mission today? What am I doing, right? And I was able to give so much power and energy to whatever I was doing, right? Complete power. I mean, I'm literally in a state of wonder and awe at how much power, like spiritual energy, has returned to my being in just 1 week, simply by not involving myself in random stuff. And I'm talking about like the news, random YouTube videos. I'm not talking about some crazy stuff, right? Just basic random junk. To giving that up. So for example, if I'm sitting down to do a project or to do meditation or to do something, I can be completely focused on that thing. Because no part of my mind and my brain is focused on processing random stuff about some random thing. Right? Because what was happening before, the reason I did this is because I'd be trying to work on something, right? And some part of my mind is thinking, well, what about that story that I read about in the news? Wonder what's going on about this? What's going on about this? There's like all these open loops in psychology. There's something called open loops. So if I said, you'll never believe what happened to this cat that was on the roof, right? It was on the roof. The fireman came to get it. But I'll have to tell you about that later, right? It's an amazing story. You might be thinking, well, one, what? Tell me what happened to the cat, right? What happened to the cat? Oh, the cat, don't worry about the cat, but there was this massive giraffe that was in Africa, and they took it and they put it in this zoo in America, right? And you won't believe what happened when these people started seeing this giraffe, what it started to do when it got near the bears, right? You're like, what are you talking about? Because this is what happens with all the media. They start you off. They get you caught up in a cycle, and part of our mind is in all that stuff, trying to figure out what happens next, what happens next, what happens next. And we can have thoughts about it at the back of our head, and in the worst case, we can actually feel depressed or anxious about these things. Right, there's loads of studies about this. People who watch the news regularly typically have a higher level of anxiety and depression if it's a massive chronic issue. So by giving all that stuff up, a part of my mind isn't caught up in that anymore. And so when I'm sitting down to do what I'm doing, I'm able to give it my complete attention, and I enjoy it. I enjoy it because what was happening before is that I'm like, oh God, this is hard. Because some of my work, right, I'm doing all these courses and programs and marketing and all these different things. Some of it, I'm working on this big marketing project right now. Marketing is hard work. And if you've ever done marketing, it's one of the hardest things to do, right? So normally if I'm doing stuff like that, I'm like, let me just watch this thing because it's a lot easier to watch something else that's been polished than it is to do the hard work. But because I wasn't getting distracted, I was getting my dopamine kick from the work, not from distracting myself from the work. So the work itself became its own reward. I mean, to be honest, I actually enjoy majority of what I do anyway, most of the time. But I enjoyed it even more because I'm not on some level waiting to be entertained. Oh, I'll get this over and done with, then I'll get this other thing. We've been massively programmed as a society to expect an extremely high level of dopamine, an extremely refined amount of entertainment to hit the spot. Look, for example, if our standard for entertainment is like superheroes flying through the sky and buildings being blown up and all sorts of crazy magical things happening. And like, think about what happens in movies, action movies, or even fantasy movies. any movie, right? TV shows, the stuff that happens on that, on those shows and movies is so over the top, right? Even TikTok videos and like short videos, it's like so over the top, isn't it? Right? People jumping off bridges, people doing the craziest stuff, people eating thousands of hot dogs, you know, superheroes flying into different dimensions. This is so ridiculous, right? And so extreme that sitting down in front of a computer and doing some work compared to that is like desperately, desperately boring, isn't it? Relatively speaking. If on one hand you've got a bunch of superheroes saving the world from alien species and people jumping off bridges and blowing up cars and crazy love stories and all sorts of stuff that's really intense, and then you've got sitting there with a cup of tea tapping away on a computer screen, right? There's no comparison, is there, right? So we've got used to extreme stuff as a society, right? Even the news, like I get different magazines, right? And you read through it, they're kind of extreme stories, because they take all the most extreme stuff because it's more interesting. And you think, all right, well, look at all this crazy stuff that happened in the world this week, and then compare it to my life, which is relatively speaking quite straightforward, right? I mean, I have a magical life and I go on walks and I have magical experiences and I have a magical life and I create stuff and play the piano and make music and hang out with cool people. And so I do have a cool life, right? But it's not like saving the world from aliens and driving around the country in a VW van, you know, with a bunch of crazy people. It's more, we have basic things in life. We have to get up, do things, have something to eat, you know? So our dopamine level has been calibrated based on things that are really over the top and are unusual. They don't happen in our real life typically. It's quite unlikely you're gonna wake up, have your cup of tea, you know, walk outside and see some massive alien invasion with all sorts of things blowing up everywhere. It's unlikely to happen, isn't it? Happens on TV and on the internet, but it's not gonna happen. So when I gave all that stuff up, it's only been a week, right? Or maybe eight days. I can go out into my garden and go, oh, look, the roses. Yay. Look at all these beautiful flowers. I went away for a couple of trips, actually, and some of my fig trees didn't get watered properly because the system broke. And so they nearly died, but now the leaves have come back, right? And I'm like, oh, look, they're back to life. They've got new, fresh leaves. It's such a joyful thing because I'm not comparing it to some over-the-top stuff. I have this wonderful piano. I can make music, play the piano, listen to cool music. So little basic things in life actually become thrilling and fascinating and wondrous, right? When we remove this artificial extreme stuff that is not real. So I've felt much happier. I feel much cleaner internally because I'm not absorbing negative energy from all this bad stuff happening. I feel way more focused on what I'm doing. I enjoy doing stuff that normally I don't enjoy. So even the annoying things that I'll do that later, they don't seem like, oh gosh, I'll do that later and get back to the thing I want to do. I actually like the stuff. The house is cleaner and tidier because I've got more mental space for it. I've had better sleep, better meditation, and I would say I have done about four times more work. I've been four times more productive in my outcomes, what I've achieved in a week. I feel like I've done about a month and a half's worth of work in 1 week. I'm not exaggerating, like literally. All these little projects that I've been putting off and haven't had the headspace for and haven't had the capacity to deal with, I'm just like, knock it out, knock it out, knock it out, knock it out. Right? Because otherwise I'm like, oh, I'll do that later. Let me just like watch this little video, YouTube video about it, and then I'll come. And then it drains energy away into that. And instead I'm like, no, just do it. Just do it. What's next, 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 next? So I'm actually quite astounded by this whole thing, and I intend to keep it up. Keep it up, keep up the good work, because if we are absorbing negative energy and our mind is caught up in random stuff that we have no control over, then all of that's gone to waste. So you might be listening to this thinking, yeah, well, I never waste my time on any of that stuff anyway. And if that's the case, congratulations, good for you. I wasn't aware, honestly, quite how bad it was for me until I just gave it up. I have been tempted, though, to be honest. Like last night, I had a meeting with someone I work with in India. It's in the time zones normally late because of the time conversion. And after that meeting, I was like, oh, let me just watch a video, because I felt slightly tired after this hour and a half meeting. But I said, no, Michael, turn this stuff off. So I've had my internet in the box for probably 12, 16 hours a day. So I have been completely offline for about 16 hours a day. Probably more like 18, 19 hours actually total. Been online maybe about one to two, three hours a day max. The rest of the time I've just been working on projects, going on walks, having chats with people on my landline or in person. Ah, yes. So I thought you'd find that interesting. And if you want to do this for your manifestation powers, because your manifestation powers will increase when you claim back your power, claim back your energy. If you want to do it, here's what I would recommend. This is my own experience. Number one, write a list of what you are actually responsible for. Like, where is your power? What power do you have over certain things? What can you actually change in your life? So you have power over your thoughts, your words, your actions, and also certain websites, platforms, work-related things. So we have quite a few. If you write a list, you actually have quite a lot of things that you have some control over in your life, right? So I wrote a list. Here's all my website assets, here's all my platforms, here's all these, you know, digital things, and then there's my house, and there's certain thing I don't have control over. Other people, right? Other people, they do whatever they want. That's not my concern. I do have some control over my team, in the sense that when I pay people to do things and I ask them to do stuff, I'm the one who is telling them do this and don't do this, right? So I have some control over my team, but not personally in terms of the work. And they still might not do it, right? You never know. I'm sure anyone who has employees understands what I'm talking about. So you have some control in that area. And then what you eat, you have control over. And what you say, what you think. I mean, we have to develop our power to control our thoughts and our words and our actions, but we do have control. And we have control over where we go, how we spend our time. So write a list of the things that you can control. And then write a list of the things that you can't control. Like the news, the elections. I mean, you can vote if you want to vote. That's something you can do. But other than that, what can you really do? You have control over your thoughts about things, but not how they turn out specifically. Like, you might want the election to go one way or the other way, or you might not care, but there are other forces at work here, right? So you can't control global politics. You can't control other people's behavior. You can't control the weather, right? So you write a list of the things you can't control. You can, to some degree, influence these things with your mind, actually. But let's not overdo it. You know, oh, I'm in control of everything in the universe, right? That's just a little bit egotistical. I'm controlling the whole thing. There are certain spiritual tenets and ideas around how we are related to everything in the universe, which I'm not going to get into now. Let's just think about this from a more grounded, practical level in this case. So all the things you can't control, you know, movies, TV shows, magazine content, you know, this and that, blah, 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 write it all down. So you have these two lists. Here's what you're responsible for that you actually have power over. And here's what you're not responsible for that you don't have power over. Right? Have a look at the difference. It's really worth doing this exercise. It's extremely liberating. And then you can cross out all the things you can't control. Just say, I'm not going to bother with that. I'm not going to bother with that. Cancel, 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 cancel. Like consciously let it go. This is nothing I can do about it. So I'm just going to let it go. Ah, what a relief, right? And then commit yourself to not involving yourself in any of that stuff at all for a certain amount of time. So in my case, what I did is I said, I want to be completely offline because I know that even with my work, I'll check messages from my team and this and that, and it gets out of hand because it can go on day and night, potentially. So I'm offline from, I don't know, 4 PM through to like 9 AM or something like that, depending on what I'm doing. It could be later. And so I have this little box, which you've probably heard me talk about. It's called a K-Safe, and you can put your phone and internet plug and all that stuff in there if you want to go extreme. I know a lot of people are like, yeah, but other people in my house won't have it. So, you know, but you can put your phone in there at least. And then you can decide how many minutes or how many hours it's locked for. So during that time, you can't get it. So my phone and internet is locked in that box for 12, 15, 16 hours a day. So I literally can't go online. And that takes care of a lot of the issue because it's just not available to me, you know. It is extreme, but it works extremely well. And a lot of successful authors and writers and creators do this sort of thing because it helps. So I can't go online at all, even if I wanted to. So that takes care of a lot of the issues. Any magazines that came, I chucked them straight in the trash, not interested. And that immediately liberated me. And then if I was online, I would just commit to myself, I'm not going to check any of this stuff at all. You know, I did actually look at a satire, political satire website that's like fake news on purpose, like a joke website, a couple of times. That was my only thing. Apart from that, didn't do anything. So that was it, right? And as a result of that, I have been about 4 times happier and 4 times more productive. I thought I was already productive and happy to start with, so it's quite incredible that it's gone up so much. So, what a wonder. It's actually surprising to me. You know, one of the things that I've been aware of for a long time is high vibration things. That's why I listen to high vibration music and do a lot of meditation and read spiritual things and only tune into certain stuff. But I got into like a bad habit a little bit unconsciously, and just giving that up has been really incredible. So I'm going to keep you up to date with how I'm doing in order to hold myself accountable, to make sure I don't slip back into it, because it's very, very, very easy. You know, cell phones are designed for consumption. The internet is designed for consumption. And so they want you to watch it. I was thinking, like, what is all this content for and who is it for? It's for the drifting masses, isn't it? Napoleon Hill talks about this, the drifting, the process of drifting, like not having a clear purpose and clear mission, is the biggest problem in our life, drifting around. And this massive amount of content that's been created, not all of it, like this podcast is designed to help you not be drifting and to help you manifest what you want and get on with your mission, right? This is opposite of that. But a huge amount of entertaining stuff is designed for the purpose of giving people who are drifting around in life, something to do. That's why there's so much of it. So it goes to show how many people are drifting through life by the amount of content that exists. Like how is it possible that we have hours and hours and hours to watch random stuff that's not related to our life? The only reason that's possible is if we are not on our mission, you know? And even someone like me who talks about this stuff and is on a mission and has been for years and gets a lot of stuff done, I realized even I was pulled off track. It's absolutely incredible, actually. And it's only clear in retrospect. So thank you for your wonderful presence. Hope you found this inspiring. Just tune into what a amazing life you will have when you fully claim back your power to focus on the things that you can do to actually really love your life. You know, what are all the little things you can do to make your life better? What are all the fun little things that if you didn't spend time on random stuff that someone else did and you focused on stuff that you can change, what are all the little things in your life that you could enjoy? You know, there's fun little drinks that you can make, coffees and teas, and you know, you could, I mean, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but there's so many fun, cool things in life that we can actually do and enjoy with other people or in our own time with our work or whatever. There's endless opportunities when we claim back our power. So how can you create a magical, wonderful, blissful, happy life so you love it? And how will you feel when any of that time that was wasted comes back to you to do and enjoy the things that you want? Have a beautiful day, beautiful week, many, many blessings. Thanks for your presence. Talk to you soon.